Well, hello. Come right in. Oh, George, we've got company.
This is Bill Goodwin speaking for Lever Brothers, makers of Swan, the new white floating soap. Well, it's Tuesday night again. Time for another pleasant visit with George Burns and Gracie Allen. Their guests, Akim Tamiroff, Jimmy Cash, and Paul Whiteman and his music. And now here are the six hits and a miss, singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Burns House, George and Gracie. Well, it's only two more nights till Christmas, and Gracie has already started to trim her tree. But as she hangs the ornaments, there's a worried look on her face. Her little duck, Herman, hasn't come home yet.
Oh, George, I wish you'd go out and hunt for the poor baby. It's way past his dinner time.
Oh, calm down, Gracie. Even with a meat shortage, nobody would want that darn duck.
But he's never been out this late before, except that time he flew up on the Morton's clothesline and crawled into the seat of Mr. Morton's union suit.
Fine place for that kid to fall asleep.
We mightn't have found him at all if Mr. Morton hadn't been ticklish.
Gracie, will you stop worrying about that silly duck? Come on, let's finish trimming the tree.
Oh, all right, dear. Hand me that big silver star and some of those little tinsel... Oh, George, I hear him on the porch. Open the door. Oh. Come to Mama, darling. Why, you're frightened to death. And some of your tail feathers are missing. How did you lose them?
I did not lose them. They're here in my hand.
Oh, my goodness. Who are you?
I'm Akim Tamiroff.
Doing with Herman's tail feathers?
Ah, it was a mistake. I was reaching for his neck.
What? That's awful. My husband will take care of you. George, throw him out.
But, Gracie, it's Christmas and...
This broken down excuse for a man is your husband?
What? Don't you say that. I happen to love this broken down excuse for a man.
Well, thanks.
Now, look. I'm sneering at your husband.
Hey, you can't do that. You can't come into my house and sneer at me.
I'm in the house, no?
Well, yes.
And I'm sneering, no?
Well, yes.
And you're going to stop me, yes?
Well, no.
That's telling him, dear.
Hmm?
Mr. Tamiroff, I demand to know why you were chasing Herman.
Because in my yard I have a pond which used to be full of little goldfishes. Now you have a duck which is full of little goldfishes.
Well, I don't believe it. Herman wouldn't do such a thing. He's a sweet, innocent little angel, aren't you, baby? And he didn't eat any of your goldfish, did you, baby? Mr. Tamiroff, you should be ashamed of yourself feeding goldfish to a delicate little baby duck. They might gild his little tummy.
I hope so.
Madame, I'll give you a word of warning. In the future, my yard is Stalingrad and that duck is Hitler.
Oh. Is that so?
It is so. If I ever catch him, we shall see if a duck can swim in sour cream.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're just a mean man, and I hope you fall in your goldfish pond and catch cold and drown.
Gracie, it's Christmas.
Oh, yeah. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, fine.
Now, just remember, if that bird comes near my house again, я эту паршивую утку схвачу за горло и задушу своими руками.
Well, George, what did he say?
Well, I don't know. He's a Russian. I suppose that's what a Russian says when he's mad.
Oh, no, it isn't. When a Russian's mad, he says, how do you do?
Eating the neighbor's goldfish. Why don't we trade that silly duck in for a pound of pork chops? Go on, go on,
go on.
You finish the tree yourself. I'm going into the den where I won't have to look at that web-footed goldfish bowl.
Now, baby, don't mind your daddy. He's this way every year. Just before Christmas, he tries to pick a fight with everyone on his gift list. Here, climb up on Mama's lap, Herman, and I'll tell you a little story. That's a good boy. Now, would you like to hear about Santa Claus? Santa Claus. He's the man who brings toys to all the children. The night before Christmas, Santa Claus comes down the chimney and leaves lots of things in your stocking. This year, Mom would be happy if he just leaves some stockings. Oh, just think, Herman. Right now, Santa is getting his presents ready to deliver to all the good little boys and girls. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could see Santa's workshop way up in the North Pole? Oh, the poor baby has fallen asleep. Oh, no wonder. He's had a hard day. Oh, gee, I think I'll take a little nap myself. So nice in front of the fire. Oh, when I wake up, I'll tell him more about Santa Claus and the North Pole and the toys and Santa Claus.
How will we get up there to the North Pole?
Well, we'll fly up on Herman's back.
On Herman's back?
Oh, sure, he's all ready. I just put 4 gallons of goldfish in his tank.
Well, good, I'll call him. Oh, Herman! Herman Burns! Ah, there you are. Is you Daddy's precious little itty-bitty ducky wucky Herman? Well, you're a sweet little ducky-wucky, and your daddy loves you.
Well, gee, I must be dreaming.
Well, come on, Gracie. On the duck's back.
All right. Bye, Mon.
Well, where am I going to sit?
You'll have to sit on his rumble seat.
Gee, am I going to get that part again for Christmas? All right, I'm ready.
Okay, Herman, take off.
Gee, he can't make it.
Oh, no wonder he can't take off. His rudder is dragging. Oh, here we go. My, this certainly is the way to travel, George. Well, look, we're over San Francisco already. See, there's Mama's house. Yoo-hoo, Mama!
Gracie, she can't hear you.
Oh, sure she can. Look who's with me, Mama. George. Of course you know him, Mama. It's George. You know, the man I married anyhow.
Dear old mother. She's a sweet, sweet girl. Say, we're really making time. Look, we're over Canada already.
Oh, yes. And here comes Alaska.
Yeah, and there's... Oh, poof.
Oh, George, that wasn't nice.
Gracie, we were over Kiska.
Oh. We must be nearly there now, George.
Yeah, there's Santa's place right down there. Okay, come in for a landing, Herman.
Okay. And we're right in front of Santa's workshop. Now we'll all go in and see good old Kris Kringle himself, huh?
Okay.
Oh, you love Herm. Love him, Herm. He's so gay and so jolly. Why, Santa Claus.
Greetings, little whitey.
Now, buck up, Chris, old man. What's the trouble?
Oh, Wes and a whack, my Christmas is ruined. This year it will be a complete flop over.
please don't cry anymore, Santa Claus. The tears are running down on your pretty red suit. And if your suit fades, you'll lose your job in the May Company window.
All right, I'll stop. But I have no toys for the little ones this Christmas.
Oh, dear.
Wait a minute. Santa Claus, why haven't you got any toys for the kids?
Because the wicked pirate stole them.
The wicked pirate? Well, don't worry. My husband will get those toys back. He'll take that mean old pirate and smack him down, won't you, George?
But, dear, it's Christmas. And...
Well, smack him under the mistletoe.
Well, I'll try.
We'll weave right away. I'll tell my assistant to take care of things while I'm gone. We're going out to look for the wicked pirate. You look after things.
Okay, Chris, I sure will.
Well, that's Bill Goodwin. Bill, don't you know me? Gracie.
Why, no, I don't believe we've met before, madam.
But you're Bill Goodwin.
Oh, no, not me. I'm one of the Kringle boys, Irving Kringle. How do?
Irving Kringle?
Yeah. Are you sure you're not...
Gracie, let him alone. Don't you see he's busy working? What's all the black stuff you're washing?
Oh, that? Well, that's snow.
But it's black.
Well, sure it's black. That's the way it comes out of the mine. You see, it's white when we deliver it because I wash every flake. Didn't you know snow is really black?
Why, no.
Southerner.
Bill, how do you wash it? I mean, Irving.
Well, sit down at the piano, Santa Claus, and let's tell him about it.
All right.
Beat it out on the old 88, Santa. Why, Santa, you got a cannon in your left hand.
I'm in a groove tonight.
You solid are, Santa. Now everybody wants a white Christmas this year. So I'm a-washing all the snow so pretty and clear. With Swan, the new white floating soap, I wash it with zeal. Cause Swan is even purer than the finest cast steel. Rubbly-up-dub. Swan is the grandest soap, a rubbly-up-dub.
Scrub me with Swan.
Because Swan soap is purer than the finest Castile, it's kind to your hands and gives them extra appeal. It's great for washing dishes, washing hankies or hose, or any other soap and water job you propose. Rub-le-up-dub, Swan is the grandest soap.
Whoop-yup-dub, scrub me with Swan.
Now, Swan has got a feature that you cannot resist. You break a bar in two with just a twist of the wrist. Use one half in the bathroom for your shower or tub. The other in the kitchen and you won't have to scrub. Rub-dub-dub, Swan is the grandest soap.
Whoop-dub-dub, scrub me with Swan. Rub-dub-dub, Swan is the grandest soap. Scrub me, Mama, with a bar of Swan soap.
The wicked pirate.
Oh, hope we catch him. He's probably planned his escape pretty carefully.
Oh, don't worry about that, Santa. You know what I always say? The best planned men are oft times mice and lay after glee, gang.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Isn't that? Hmm.
Well, I better call my Wayne, dear, and then off we'll go in this way. Hey, transportation, report. Whoa, boy.
Oh, George, look at Santa's reindeer. There's Dancer and Prancer and MacArthur and Doolittle and Comet and...
Wait a minute. MacArthur and Doolittle? You mean Dunder and Blitzen?
Not this year.
Oh, it's a bad year. Yeah.
In this way, everybody, we're ready to weave.
Well, Herman, you sit up front, and if you see the pirate's boat, you yell, Mama!
Mama!
That's right.
Well, we're off. Giddy up, gang!
Wonderful. But Santa Claus, aren't we going too fast?
Oh, no, we're only going 32,000 miles an hour.
Oh, well, just so we stay under 35.
I guess so, yes.
Mama!
Where? Oh, Herman, that's not a pirate ship, that's a stork.
What kind of a stork is that? It's carrying a T-bone steak.
Well, Well, of course, George. Today, that's a real bundle from heaven.
You know, I kind of knew steak was high, but I didn't think it was up here.
Now, Herman, don't say Mama until you see the pirate ship.
Okay.
So, just keep a good watch, and then...
It's the pirate ship. They're firing rockets at us.
Yeah, and we're right over it. Look out! Look out! Here comes another one.
Oh, they almost got us that time.
We say it. We say it.
They can't frighten us. We'll go down and get them with my machine gun. Right in the middle of the pirate ship.
Come on, you swabs. Up on your feet.
Oh, George, look who the wicked pirate is. It's Mr. Tamiro.
Yes, better known as Tamiro of the Terrible. They call me that because I am.
Listen. Listen, Tamiro of the Terrible. I'm Santa Claus, and I want my toy.
Such a funny fat man. Hey, Spanish Joe.
Sure, then what would you be on after now, Timoroff the Terrible, sir?
Is that skinny prisoner? Is that skinny prisoner still complaining because his cell is too small?
Fasten, that he is, that he is.
Well, take him out and shoot him. And put the fat man in.
Oh, please.
A plump little bird. Put him in a cell with the fat man, Spanish Joe. Oh, tonight I will have breast duck.
Gee. You're mean, aren't you?
Well, my friend, I do not like to boast, but I'm the meanest, the nastiest, the dirtiest, the most low-down man who ever lived.
Oh, you just say that.
Oh, no, it's the truth. Never, even in the mill picture, was there such a wicked pirate.
Oh, what about Captain Kidd?
Oh, a cream puff.
What about Blackbeard?
Who? Shoe salesman. Now, do you know why I stole the toys from Santa Claus? Huh? To sell them? No, I just took them because I'm mean. I hate people.
You do?
Yeah, I hate everybody. Look.
Ouch.
Boy, you stepped on your own toe.
Yeah, I even hate myself.
Oh, you're not so mean. In fact, you pirates are a bunch of sissies.
What's that?
Well, you're all wearing earrings and bloomers.
My lady... Lady, you don't appreciate what a mess I am. Walking the plank and cutting off the ears is for junior pirates. When I take prisoners, I tear up their ration books. Pretty mean, eh?
Say, what are you going to do with us? Don't forget, it's Christmas.
You, my friend, I shall have beaten to a pulp and then throw your body into the sea for the sharks to finish. But the little lady here is too pretty for such a fate.
Oh, flatterer.
Now, look, you're not going to...
Quiet, weakling. I think I will have a little fun with you. I will show you how a man kisses.
George, don't you let him kiss you.
Gracie, he means you.
Oh. Yes. Now I shall make love to your wife, and you shall have the pleasure of watching. Boy, am I a heel, huh? Yeah.
George, are you just going to stand there? Say something to this man.
You bet I will. Listen, pirate.
Yes?
What you're doing is not nice.
Oh, that's telling him, dear.
Ah, enough of this talk. Come, my little chicken. Put your lips close to mine.
Oh, no, I won't. How do I know you wouldn't try to kiss me?
Yeah. Sure, you can't be trusted.
Maybe we need music, to create a romantic mood. Yeah, very well. Your husband shall serenade us with a love song.
Me?
You heard me. Sing.
Oh, sure. Lovely lady, I'm falling madly in love with you.
Now, stop it now.
Stop that.
That's romantic? You sound like you're gargling with hot borscht.
Well, what you said is not nice.
Now, wait. I will cast a magic spell. Now, wait a minute. Hocus, pocus, abracadabra. There, now sing.
Okay.
Lovely lady, I'm falling madly in love.
Gee, that's wonderful. I sound just like Jimmy Cash.
Now, go ahead, go ahead. Go sing some more. Play, pirates.
Lovely lady, I'm falling madly in love with you. It's a feeling beyond concealing. What can I do? Take my heart, it's yours alone to keep forever.
Thank you very much. Would you care for another number? Thank you.
What a ham. Now, don't forget it was my magic spell that gave you that voice.
What? That was my natural singing voice.
Oh, is it? All right. Hocus, pocus, abracadabra. Now, let's hear you now.
Okay. What happened?
Oh, George, I'm so happy. Now you sound like yourself again.
Huh? Well, are you ready to make love now? Come, my pigeon.
Don't you touch that little girl. You're the meanest and lowest skunk I ever met.
Yes.
Why, you're nothing but a low-down, miserable rat.
Yes.
Why, even Gracie's sister Bessie wouldn't make love to you.
Oh, now, wait a minute, George. That's going too far.
Well, I guess it is.
Ah, I had enough of this. Hey! Only the sweet.
Yes, boss. Here I am.
Now open the hatch and throw this riffraff down the hold.
Sure enough, boss. Yak, 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 yak.
Down with them!
Whee! Oh, George, we landed on a big bass drum.
Please, get off my stomach.
Why, it's Santa Claus.
Oh, pardon us for dropping in on you like this.
Well, that's all right, Widow Wadey. I was just looking into all my toys. This is where that snake in the glass pirate put them.
Well, just look at all these wonderful toys. Scooters and sleds and dolls. And look, here's a bubble pipe. And the card says, From Mama and Papa to Willie.
That's probably for your brother.
Oh, George, don't be ridiculous. My brother Willie's 37 years old. He stopped blowing bubbles 2 years ago.
Well, good for Willie.
Well, here's my pride and joy right here. It's a talking doll. All you do is wind him up and he talks.
Oh, really? Oh, let's try it. I'll wind it up and see what it says.
Mama. Mama.
Oh, it's a mama doll.
Mama.
Hey, Mama, get me some Swan, the new white floating soap that's kind to your hand.
That's some doll.
You women have long considered Castile soaps the standard of purity, Mama. But Swan is even purer than the finest Castiles. Money can't buy a purer soap. That's why Swan is so good for bathing.
Oh, it ran down.
Well, good, good.
Oh, I want to wind it up again. He's so cute.
Oh, Gracie, don't wind him up again.
That's why Swan is so good for bathing the baby. After all, if Swan is purer than the finest Castiles, well, it's bound to be kind to even a baby's tender skin. And if it's the soap for baby...
I took the key.
Oh, well, here's a cute little gift. Look, George, a toy telephone.
Oh, that's a dandy present. You can dial with it and everything.
Well, I want to try it. Hello?
Hello. As I was saying, if Swan is swell for baby, then it must be swell for your hands and face, your tub or shower.
Gracie, hang up. Santa Claus, did your assistant, Irving Kringle, have anything to do with these toys?
He made them.
I thought so.
Leave them alone, Gracie.
Oh, but George, I want to see how this little toy dog works.
Well, I guess a dog is safe.
Arf, arf. Use arf in the kitchen and arf in the bath.
Oh, no.
Arf, arf.
These beautiful toys, and it looks like the little kitties will never get them. Roller skates, tin soldiers, bicycles, electric trains.
Wait a minute. That old pirate can't have these.
What's that you're saying? Who can't have what?
Well, you can't have these toys. Santa Claus has to deliver them right away. Why, those skates are needed in North Africa. Those scooters go to New Guinea. And those toy trains have to go to Guadalcanal.
What's that? Marines play choo-choo?
Oh, no. They won't go as skates and scooters and toy trains. But the metal in them will go as guns and tanks and planes for our boys to fight with.
But won't the little children miss the toys?
Oh, well, give them toys, Santa Claus, but not toys made of metal and rubber. And I'll tell you something else all the boys and girls want for Christmas this year. They want war stamps. So, Santa, you load up your bag with all the war stamps you can carry. Because when the children get war stamps, they know they're helping their fathers and brothers and cousins and uncles and friends in the service to do the fighting job that has to be done.
Take the toys. Take the toys. I give them all back to you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Pirate. Santa, George, isn't that wonderful?
That's terrific. Well...
I'm so disgusted with myself.
Oh, well, don't cry, Mr. Pirate. You're not a mean man at all. You've got a heart of gold.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that disgusting?
Gracie. Oh, Gracie.
Gracie, wake up.
Oh. What? Oh. Oh, George, we're home.
Well, of course we're home.
Oh, well, then I must have been dreaming. You and I were up at the North Pole, and we were captured by a pirate, and this pirate made love to me, and...
A pirate?
Uh-huh.
Who was he, Tyrone Power?
No, it was... Say, that's an idea. Good night, George. I'm going back to
sleep. Oh, fine.
George and Gracie will be right back, so I'm just going to remind you that many women would have beautiful hands if it weren't for dishwashing. So when you're washing dishes, help safeguard your hands. Wash those dishes with Swan. Swan is purer than the finest Castile soaps. So naturally, with Swan in the dishpan, you help keep your hands lovely. And say, since Swan suds faster than other white floating soaps, you'll find it makes dishwashing a faster, more pleasant job. So what say? Why wash dishes the hard way? Why not try Swan? Well, here they are, George and Gracie.
Yes? Oh, it's you, Mr. Tamiro.
Where's that duck?
Oh, don't you dare touch one feather on my little duck's head.
Lady, that duck left only one goldfish in my pond.
Well?
Well, it's Christmas, so I brought it over for the little fella.
Oh. Oh, thank you, and a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, a Merry Christmas to you all.
That goes for me, too. Merry Christmas, everybody.
The makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time, when their special guest will be one of your favorite movie stars, the glamorous Rita Hayworth. So remember, Swan also brings you another of radio's top shows, Tommy Riggs and Betty Lou over another network. Now, till next week, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I, Swan, how about you? Good night. Merry Christmas.
Try Spry.
You'll find the baking you turn out fluffy and light. Try Spry. You're sure to hear your family shout. What a delight. For cakes, pies, donuts, the things you fry. Try Spry. What's that you say you're going to try today?
Why, sure.
Try Spry.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.